Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Baker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vince Colbert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vince Colbert. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bob Heise. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fosse for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Krause moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein misplays the ball. That's an error on Lowenstein. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Lowenstein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matchick. The throw from Fossey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matchick tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-1 in the game. Heise hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kraus bunts towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Heise moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vince Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Colbert strikes out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. May reaches second base with a double. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause bunts towards the mound. Colbert juggles the ball. That's an error on Colbert. Rodriguez scores. Heisa moves to second. It's 4-0, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Heisa moves to third. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the mound. Colbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Matchick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to second. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodge for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olander moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Sanders now pitching. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers 5, and Cleveland Indians 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.